Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, James Comer continues to ask the great question, what did the Bidens do in order to get millions of dollars? Meanwhile, Donald Trump's on trial for everything, and he's trying to take over our democracy and establish an authoritarian state and all this stuff, and all these trials have to come along, and we got to make sure we get all those happening so the American people can make their decision, right? Well, what about all the stuff that the Biden family has been involved with? Don't you think, just like 4 years ago, the information about Hunter Biden and all that was squelched, and don't you think the American people didn't have all the information in order to make a choice during that election? Well, folks, it's time, and we're hoping that this go around, there will be a lot more, shall we say, information out there. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday/leap year edition of the program. Glad to be with you. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, without further ado, let's head back over and talk with Denise Simon. Once again, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, just there in the intro, you know, I was talking about James Comer, and I think that is a very, very good issue. Obviously, they've been hearing the interviews, the depositions, basically, and Comer is saying, well, there's a lot of contradiction going on now, and now they want to get Hunter Biden into a public setting where they can start to cross-examine all this. What do you think?
I'm fine with that. I think they both sides have to vote or whatever they have to do to approve to release the text of the testimony from him yesterday. So based on that, we'll see what the committee does, such that they have to go back and do all the checks and rechecks on other testimonies and compare it to bank records and text messages and travel logs and all those other kinds of things. So they'll know what kind of questions then to ask in the public setting. And apparently he will do a public setting, Hunter, in March. So we'll see where that one goes. Now, what they keep saying is that the brand, Hunter was selling the brand of the Biden name. I think it's actually more than that. It's not that there was a business, a service, or a product that the Biden clan was trying to create, except that there was some chatter about creating a hedge fund, a global hedge fund. But I think really what it was policy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen that Biden himself has been very lenient on lots of policy decisions when it comes to Russia and Romania and China and Kazakhstan and China and, you know, the whole thing. So I think that they need to compare some of those things, especially when it comes to sanctions. Now, whether he was at the time vice president or former vice president, he's carrying through some of that stuff even today as president. So I think therein lies where some of the investigation needs to go.
Well, indeed. And Comer is talking about, again, about the contradictory statements that have been made by former associates. So a lot of this is going to be, you know, catching these inconsistencies. But again, he's also saying, as I was just mentioning earlier, they want to find out exactly, in his words, exactly what the Biden family did to earn $30 million from our enemies around the world, unquote. And I can't imagine that that wouldn't be significant information as we go into this election year.
Well, you know, I don't know if yesterday that, you know, they held up pictures of where Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are standing with, you know, some of these foreign entities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that right there is in complete opposition to Biden's opening statement, or Hunter Biden's opening statement, that he never, his father was never involved, or he never involved his father in any of these business transactions. Well, when you start meeting, playing golf or having dinner with, of course he's involved. So, I mean, we're there. Now, for the sake of argument, is there perjury? Because it kind of looks like it to me. All right. So will there be a criminal referral by the committee over to the Department of Justice to have him prosecuted for perjury? Well, there might be a criminal referral, but will the Department of Justice do anything?
Well,
no.
Well, no. And, of course, the whole thing, the crux of the matter with Trump is, well, we got to get all these things happening before the election, you know, as quickly as possible, and get these trials underway so that there can be some convictions, right, before the for actual election day. But
well,
on the Biden thing,
you know,
it's a
you can
story.
Do campaign TV advertising and print advertising on the whole thing and make these assertions, of which I would say, you know, there cannot be a lot of denial. So, interestingly enough, he said that, you know, that one particular phone call when he said, you know, my father's sitting right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
You better send the money. He said in apparently in the testimony yesterday that his dad wasn't sitting next to him. So,
so yeah, when was he lying? What was the, you know, of course he preferred to say, I was lying when I told them he was sitting next to me. You know, I was trying to intimidate them, but he really wasn't. But that doesn't seem to track. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back after this short break. We've got a lot more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. I will warn with you, Thursday/Leap Year Edition continues on.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are continuing through this Thursday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And if you have a question or comment for our good friend and our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Well, so we've talked a little bit about Hunter Biden and Mitch McConnell, obviously. But we've also got now, we've got a couple of things happening Trump-wise. We've got a judge in Illinois saying that the 14th Amendment applies. This sounds surprisingly like the Colorado State Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And we've also got the Supreme Court now agreeing to listen to the criminal immunity mm-hmm. issue. Mm-hmm. So what do you make of those?
Well, the Supreme Court thing is all about the calendar. So we'll see how that one necessarily plays out. It looks like Jack Smith has been put in, they put him in neutral gear for a little while. So, as far as Illinois goes, you know, the Republicans can play fire with fire if they choose to. They can threaten to remove Kamala Harris in lawsuits from the ballot because of her involvement in raising money and promoting the efforts to release all of these criminals from bail and release them from jail.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do that. It's kind of like, you know, Chuck Schumer's not up for re-election for a while, but remember, too, that he was the one that threatened Brett Kavanaugh. Remember when he said, you know, you have released the whirlwind.
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a threat. So, I mean, if he was up for re-election, he could be removed from the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this has really kind of gotten to be ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds like an insurrection to me. Yeah, you know.
Well, precisely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is this really where we want to go?
See, but and I'm so glad you said that, because that's exactly, you know, they're reaching with this kind of stuff. And because the logical outcome of all that is exactly what you're talking about. We're going to take off Joe Biden in some states because we think he's working against the United States because he won't do anything about the border. You know, so that's an insurrection.
Or because he defied the Supreme Court decision on student loans.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or, but you know, for obstructing any kind of government process and oversight by the House Oversight Committee on releasing the documents for how we left Afghanistan. They're obstructing, you know, a branch of government in their work. I mean, there's lots of reasons that you can remove Biden. But I don't want to remove Biden because he's too easy to defeat. Let's remove Kamala.
Right. Well, but of course, all this stuff against Trump is, you know, they're trying to come up with something, you know, as opposed to, you know, trying to run another election and say, look at these are reasons to vote for Biden. Although to some degree they're trying to rehabilitate him now as the wise one and all these accomplishments, et cetera, et cetera. There's no reason to remove Trump from the ballot other than under a sensationalistic misreading of what this post-Civil War amendment was all about.
I don't know how many states we're up to now, but, you know, it kind of defies any kind of logic that Illinois would add themselves to the mix at this late stage of the game when they already know it's going to the Supreme Court.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, again, it gets you back in the news. Somebody else, Trump is an insurrectionist, and on it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got an opinion piece in Newsweek. The author wants Biden to step aside and endorse Governor Whitmer of Michigan to become the nominee because Donald Trump is going to, basically destroy the world, our democracy. He's going to encourage China and Russia to run over our allies, and on it goes. And I'm wondering, you know, at what point do they realize they're hitting the panic button at this point?
The left, along with the media, they so concoct, they invent so many things that, you know, theories, they accuse the Republicans of conspiracy theories, but they're actually the ones that are taking it to a whole nother level and putting it into, you know, the gears, into the machinery. I mean, I went to bed last night and I thought, what does the rest of the world think of the United States? We were supposed to be the stable, powerful, righteous country. And all the things that are happening and have happened, they must be looking at us and going, you know, what the heck? We can't rely on you people anymore. And I think in some cases, that is really why Europe is actually stepping up their game in wherever they can in support of Ukraine, because we can't get our act together. And, you know, I'm okay with that. But, you know, the United States is, you know, we're in such convulsions over here for so many reasons and so many things, least of which, if we didn't have a problem at the border, I would argue that what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on in Eastern Europe would be very different.
Mm-hmm.
And again, let's go back to the border here for a second. You know, they're saying somewhere between 7 and 8 million that have been let in under Biden. And we don't know what the gotaway number is, but they're saying that's well over 1 million. Okay. But that also, the one number they keep forgetting is the somewhere between 11 and 20 million that were already here.
Right.
So where are we? At 10%, 15% of our population or people in the United States are illegal, including those that are here that didn't come across the border, but they're here on visa overstays, or those that have already been ordered deported by a court and they never left. What is that number?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And it seems to me that it's, you know, the longer that this persists, you eventually have people that eventually just throw up their hands and say, well, we don't know what the numbers are. It doesn't matter anymore because it's never going to change. There is a large percentage of people here illegally, that kind of thing.
And Biden told Speaker Johnson yesterday he is not signing an executive order to remain in Mexico. He's not doing it.
Well, that would be the one thing that Johnson said would be actually helpful at this point.
Right, and he won't do it. He confronted, apparently, Biden with that yesterday in that White House meeting, and Biden said he's not doing it. But we'll see. We'll see what the optics are today, because I think today we have them, both Biden and Trump, at the border. One's in Brownsville and the other's in the Rio Grande Valley.
Exactly. And it also turns out that I believe the sheriff involved in the Lake and Riley murder, he wasn't involved in it, but what I'm saying is that in that area where this occurred, mm-hmm. evidently campaigned on not cooperating with ICE. And so
the mayor did.
Yeah. Well, this is completely out of kilter. You know, mm-hmm. you can't go back and say, I'd do that again. You know, because look at what happened. But I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you last night or yesterday morning. But Katie Porter out here in California says, yeah, we shouldn't make a whole policy off of this one thing that happened. This is bizarre.
And it's interestingly enough, she ought to be shamed on social media because it's not an isolated incident and it's not a one off.
Right.
It's just not. You know.
But I'll tell you this: if one person dies by somebody who shoots them with a gun, they say that's it. We got to get rid of all the guns completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but obviously, and you're right. This isn't an isolated incident, and it's completely preventable because the person, you know, could have been kept out of the country. This person would not have killed that person for lack of not being deported, you know, that kind of thing. It's just horrible. All right.
You know, I've asked the question, where's the FBI? Are the FBI, when they encounter these people at the border or Border Patrol, are there fingerprints and photos that are taken so we can put them in a database?
Good question. Well, we know we put them on airplanes,
right.
Stay right there, Denise. We're coming up bottom of the hour, everybody. We are coming right back. 949-822-7959.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell stated he will remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden has informed House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're continuing to look and see what we can find out about possible or some of these evacuations that have been going on in Texas. We had primarily had a question from driver Ron about Borger, Texas. We're still not finding anything definitive on that, but we know that there were some other evacuations across many communities in that area. Some have been lifted, we understand. That included Canadian and I believe also Shelleyville. I think I've got that right. Skellytown. So that had been lifted, we understand. And that's just southeast of Borger down Highway 152. So we're still looking to see if we get any other updates, and we sure hope that everybody is going to be okay and get out of harm's way as best as they can as this goes through. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again, of course. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head right over to the telephone lines. We got a couple of lines lighting up here already. So let's go over and say good morning to Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Kyle. Hello.
Yes, Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, I'm happy Mitch McConnell decided to step down. I just wish he would do it Monday and not wait till November. I mean, we're going to get rid of him.
He's only leaving the minority leader position.
Well, that's a start, you know.
Yeah, it is.
When is he up for re-election? Do you know the answer to that question?
I think I looked at that yesterday and then it got interrupted. But the answer to that is no at the moment.
All right, it's okay. We got rid of Paul Ryan. You know, I helped him pack up his office to move out. And I contributed to his bus, ticket to get him out of town. We're getting rid of, Mitt Romney. You know, it's just clean these guys out. You know, another guy needs to go is, Ken Buck. I don't know if you listen to him.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. If I'm going to rob a bank, I want to rob it where he's a DA because he won't be able to find the evidence. You know, he won't be able to find it. You know, he says there's no evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. When the President of the United States refuses to enforce immigration law, I think that's a federal felony. I don't know. He says there's no evidence. That's Ken Buck.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Okay.
I think after Tuesday, Nikki Haley, I think she's done. I mean, she still continues to want to go on. I mean, any polling data on her? I haven't seen her, on cable at all. Nothing.
I think she's in Colorado today, is she not? I think she left Michigan early.
Right. Yeah, she didn't hang around.
She went on to Colorado, and then after that, it's what, Super Tuesday next week?
That's right, March the 5th, Super Tuesday.
And, all right, there's a thing about those results on Tuesday that I think needs to be recognized. Whatever she got, the 25% she got, I'm sure that there are people that voted for her that are Democrats that just
wanted to vote
in Michigan. Primary. That's right, yeah. All they had to do was request that particular ballot.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, for whatever they want to be spiteful, they want to throw a wrench into the primary, but I don't think that's a clear indication of her support in Michigan. Let me move on to one other thing. I mentioned this a few nights ago about psychological inventory tests for prosecutors. Letitia
mm-hmm.
James.
Right.
Do you think she's normal? How about Jack Smith?
Well, she's definitely, they have an agenda, and so it's literally, that's what's driving it. So I think they may just not care whether or not their agenda coincides with reality. They're just going to go out and make that happen. That's really rough and tumble politics.
Jack Smith, the guy that's prosecuting the mm-hmm. presidential documents indictment, mm-hmm. now to me.
Or did.
When you're president of the United States, as Trump was, you have absolute authority to declassify any classified document you want. I don't understand the legal basis for his indictment, but he's been known to walk around with a cape. Okay, is he normal? I just asked that as an open question.
Very interesting question. Well, I'll tell you what, let's let Denise get a chance to respond to that, and then we can also take the other caller here in a moment. But thanks again very much, Neil. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Thank you for putting me on.
Take care. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. And Denise, what do you think? I mean, eccentric, that's for sure.
I think what we have determined is that his designation as special prosecutor by Merrick Garland was illegal to start with because you have to have somebody outside the government. Well, he was working for the government.
That's okay because this is about Trump. See, this is my point. It doesn't matter. It just as long as it's about getting Trump, you can be Letitia James, you can be Fannie Willis, you could be Jack Smith. It just doesn't matter. Because, because ultimately, Denise, I'm just going to be facetious here, ultimately, they're protecting our democracy, and anything goes at that point.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
All right, well, let's check out what Backgammon Bob has for you this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
I almost forgot what I was going to call about. He was so long.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Yeah.
I was wondering, with all these companies have these AI stuff, and ones that have bias built into them and stuff like that. Maybe there should be a certification of artificial intelligence that's distributed to the public, because AI can be used for so many different powerful things that maybe mm-hmm. they should, if, if they're going to put it on the internet and stuff like that to where anybody can use it, then it should be certified and examined to the major companies. And the second thing I want to ask about is voter security. Have we, is there going to be a reasonable amount of voter security? Can the scam be gotten away with? And are the illegals going to be illegally allowed to vote?
Well, those are good questions. Well, first of all, you know, Denise, with the, you know, some people may be able to vote, especially if they went through like a motor voter thing or something like that, it would seem. I mean, how do you police all that?
Well, I mean, therein lies the $64,000 question. And now you've got this thing which goes back to Pelosi when she was Speaker, H.R. 1 and H.R. 2, the two most dangerous pieces of legislation that were ever written by anybody. And they passed, by the way, the House. They didn't get passed in the Senate. But it was nationalizing elections. And nationalizing donations, forced donations, with taxpayer matching 10 to 1 or 8 to 1, whatever it was. And what is happening now is that, and little Miss Kamala announced it, is that they're using taxpayer dollars to pay students to advocate and register voters.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, we actually got a message about that yesterday.
So they're going in the back door, just like Biden did with the student loans. They're going in the back door, and now essentially they're nationalizing a ballot process using federal tax dollars. Where are the lawsuits, ladies and gentlemen? Where are they?
Well, it's being done under the guise that, well, this will get people, you know, involved in their civic duty. And,
but you don't pay them.
Right. Why, exactly, exactly. And there's, you know, there are advocates, and there's a person out there, I think, who's like a delegate, and they're advocating these kinds of things, and, you know. And so, yeah, it just, whenever there's money involved, it always becomes a little, you know, it can be kind of suspect, you know. And you definitely want to make sure that there's no appearance of impropriety ever.
Well,
in a perfect world,
stop being full of sanity, okay?
Well, we can't help it on this program. See, that's the thing. You know, people aren't getting this other places. You know, it's really good. That's exactly what we're trying to do. But, Denise Simon, I appreciate you so very, very much. And,
thank you.
And we've run out of time again, unfortunately. It really flies by.
And, yes, it does.
But we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Also, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're going to come right back. We've got Chris Markowski, who is the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there, everybody. I'll warn with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Thursday edition / leap year edition continues on, everybody. We're glad that you're there, glad to be here. And we're glad that Chris Martinkowski is going to be here with us here in just a few moments. So welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, of course, we're going to be talking here with Chris Martinkowski. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can go over there, find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcast, and much, much more. And you can also hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Chris, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing great this morning. Doing great. And, you know, Chris, I thought we'd start out this morning with a quote from Janet Yellen. She's evidently, she's basically saying that the pandemic, she said, had a very significant and lasting impacts on, consumers' lifestyles, attitudes, she says. And get this, she says, because some prices that are important to many Americans, like rent, electricity, and food, because they're higher than they were before the pandemic, people remember when the prices were lower. And so, but they're getting ahead, though, she says. So I don't know. I mean, is it good or bad, or, you know, what do you kind of make of that whole concept there?
I don't know. It sounds like he's trying to pull a Jedi mind trick. These are not the droids you're looking for type of nonsense. I mean, are you serious? Actually, what Paul Krugman, New York Times, actually did the same thing in one of his columns, is basically telling people in his columns not to actually believe their own eyes, but to believe the government statistics. I mean, you can do what you want. I mean, you know, elephant, donkey, I don't know what side you're on. I would never join any one of those ridiculous parties, but because they're just, they're full of it. But, you see what's going on in your own pocketbook. You see what's happening. You listen to these fools here that are telling you that everything is great and that you actually gain buying power over the past 3 years. It's silly.
Well, exactly right. And I think this is going to be part and parcel of the messaging as we go through the election, as it really does heat up. And that is, like you said, don't believe your lying eyes. They're going to run a bunch of numbers at us to say this number is good, that number is good. How can you possibly think that things aren't going well? But as you said, your own pocketbook tells that story. And I know when, people at the grocery store or people trying to just simply kind of, make ends meet, that's a whole different story at the ground level.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you lost, 20% of your buying power. I mean, the Krugman piece in the New York Times was funny because he actually tried to pad his excuse. He's like, yeah, I leave the grocery store and my bill's higher, but, I realized that, I bought a bottle of scotch, too. I'm like, come on, man. I mean, you guys are getting that, pathetic in regards to your arguments. It actually makes me sad because, you'd like to see, pundits and columnists, no matter what side they're on, to actually be honest, with people. Everything's gotten so bad when it comes to the media here in this country that, I actually talked about it. It harkens back to when I first went to Greece back in the 1990s, and every political party had like their own news station. It was like the Communist Party news station, like the center Christian Democrat type station. It was everybody had their own thing going on. That's what we have going on right now, and nobody seems to care about what's really going on at the ground. They're pushing their own narrative, their own agenda.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying so very much. There was a commercial in recent times for a different news service. And they said that one of their commercial actors would say, I used to only listen to news that I agreed with. And I always thought, well, wait a minute, there is the things that happen and we don't agree with them or disagree with them. That's what the news is supposed to be. But, of course, you're right. There's a lot of flavoring of that goes on.
Well, I mean, I learned this my junior year in high school. I had a journalism class, and that's everything I learned, wanted to know. I mean, I'm an opinion guy on my show. Again, I try to present both sides in everything that I do. You want to be an equal opportunity basher. However, I mean, if you're a journalist out there, they should know what your affiliation is. They should know what your party was. I mean, it was pretty difficult to Walter Cronkite to know what that he was actually a Democrat.
Well, indeed, you're right, because people tuned in to him because they wanted to know the who, what, what, where, and how, that kind of stuff. Every night,
yeah.
And that was a whole different era, absolutely. Well, I'd like to ask you too, Chris, because just about 24 hours ago, we were talking about Wendy's. They were going to do the surge pricing, but a day later, what a difference a day makes. They're now kind of really backtracking on that. There was evidently some kind of a firestorm about the idea that hamburgers could be different prices at different times of the day.
Again, it's just people not understanding what they were trying to do and thinking that they were getting ripped off and they weren't really getting ripped off. It's just kind of supply and demand. I mean, the airlines do the same thing. It's just the reality. I mean, it might actually help families out that might be able to pick up food at a lower price at a different time of day. I don't understand what the problem is there. But again, I think it's just, all the grab your torches and your pitchforks. People not understanding what they were trying to do.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And then also, of course, Chris, you look at how companies are run and the decisions that they make, and certainly when they run into some real trouble, like Boeing has done, we understand the FAA has given them some 90 days to come up with a quality control plan. And because of what happened with the 737 MAX 9 with the door that came apart, in flight. And so, I mean, is that possible for something like Boeing to do? Can are they such a big behemoth that they have these huge challenges about this? Or, you know, what do you think? Because I know Boeing's been having its fair share of problems.
Boeing, more than likely, would probably be out of business if it wasn't a defense contractor, didn't have so many ties into the government, and they also get a ton of money from the import-export bank. You know, you want to talk about too big to fail, there's a company too big to fail. And that's not beneficial. It really isn't. You know, we need companies, when they get it wrong, to be eliminated. Want to, you know, echo Gordon Gekko there. You know, either get it right or you get eliminated, and they're not getting it right. So, you know, if we lived in a real capitalist state, where government wasn't tied into a lot of businesses, I mean, we make fun of China all the time and, them subsidizing businesses and tariffs and whatnot. We do the same thing here. You know, let's see, the irony of the entire thing is that, you know, we complain, we say things about, you know, other countries and what they do, but in essence, it's the same exact thing that we do.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now, also, we've got Google, they're having some real trouble with this AI tool called Gemini, after there was a lot of bias that was found in this. You know, where is this even going? I mean, if we're, you know, can you imagine if you had an artificial intelligent device that was doing customer service and it started going off the rails like that? I mean, you know, is this really viable at this point, or does it have to be incubated a lot longer?
I think that's it's not the AI. They call it AI. It's garbage in, garbage out. It's a computer. And whatever information you train it or tell it, that's what they're going to follow. It's kind of like if you give some child, you know, information that's wrong for a period of time, they're going to echo that. You know, they're not going to be able to discern the difference. And again, it just kind of shows you the fundamental rot that's inside Google at this point in time. And I mean, they've got major issues. I mean, it's kind of, exposed to the entire world exactly what they are right now. And, I don't know if they're going to fire the CEO, but that they need to absolutely clean house over that company. They got to get their act together. They're going to experience a situation like Microsoft had for about 10 years. Where that stock went absolutely nowhere. They're not doing a very good job. They're not doing a very good job innovating. I mean, they're a cash machine based upon the products that they put out, but they're in deep trouble.
Well, indeed, indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and, of course, you've got information about your radio show, also your podcast, and much more over there, correct?
You got it. Everything right there at our website at watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Sounds great. Well, have a great morning, Chris. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. We're going to head up to the top of the hour right now. And you're going to get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything as the Thursday edition, the leap year edition, continues to roll on. Lots more to talk about. And bottom of next hour, we're going to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Definitely want to stay tuned for that. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.